This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The Agorocarbon Alliance is looking back on their successes in 2025. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
The new year is finally upon us, and the carbon market industry is riding a big wave of momentum out of 2025. Clay Creighton, regional sales manager with Agorocarbon, said the carbon market industry is starting to get taken more seriously by some of the top companies in the country.
The deal with Microsoft, a 12-year agreement for 2.6 million tons. I was signed that this past June, and that just added a ton of stability to our program, but also to the carbon market in general, because one of the common questions I get is like duration of program. You know, this we're doing a 10-year program. Is that going to be justifiable? Are you guys going to be here in 10 years? And now it's like, yes, we absolutely will be, and we have the buyer to back it up. So that's been refreshing, and right now it's the busy time, right? It's everybody's getting done with harvest and weaning, and everybody's starting to plan for next year and so that too. So right now it's the phones are buzzing, we'll say.
Creighton added that they have a lot of flexibility in their programs for farmers to find the best practices that would suit their individual operations.
The first call I do to producers all the time is like, okay, give me a kind of a history of what your operation looks like. What have you guys looked at before? What are you interested in implementing? You know, do we want to jump into the lake or do you want to dip your toe off the dock first? You know what I mean? So like, do we start with just reduce till, or do we start with reduce till and covers, or are we working towards no-till? What's your end goal? You wanted to eventually do like a continuous cover cropping cycle with a head of corn and everything as well too. So just figuring out the ins and outs of what their goals are in their particular operation, and then attributing that to the acres within our program. One thing I love about our program is the minimum is 400 acres, but you don't have to sign up, you know, your whole operation. Say you have 2,000, you can start with the 400 and see what you'd be for what you like and what you want to work with first, and like, hey, this area I know I want to do covers. Let's try it there and see if we can fully adopt more from there.
For Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.